message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Wisdom for good success. We'll be concluding our series on wisdom today. And we have been on it for some weeks now. And we are grateful to God for his blessings. Anybody blessed since this series on wisdom started, shout hallelujah. Come on, shout a big hallelujah. The desire for success is ingrained in every man. As long as the person is not a mad person, he's a normal human being. Everybody has inside of him a desire to be successful. You have an heritage of success, an accomplishment. God never programmed you to be a failure. His desire for you is to be a success. And not only successful, but to enjoy good success. Somebody say good success. That is his desire for you. He wants you to assess good success. I have very few minutes left. Right, about 30 minutes or thereabouts. So let's go very quickly. What is good success? What is good success? Good success means outstanding success with a heavenly touch. Outstanding success, but that has the touch of heaven. Number two, what is good success? It means success that is enviable. Success that is enviable. Success that is enviable. Number three, what is success? Good success, for that matter. It means remarkable success or achievement, both here on earth and it counts for eternity. Success that is outstanding, accomplishment that is outstanding, and counts for humanity and for eternity. And number four, what is good success? It means all-round success. Another name for good success is all-round success. Because if somebody is successful in one area and fails in all the other areas, it's not a good success. So another word for good success is all-round success. And somebody is here today, in every segment and area of your life, you will be a successful person. Can I hear your loudest amen? And the Bible clearly tells us how to be a successful person. The Bible is not ambiguous on the terms for success. In fact, success, the word success is clearly in the Bible. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. We'll be reading together everybody from verse 1, from the beginning to the end. Joshua chapter 1. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Can we go, wonderful people? One, two, go. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Somebody say amen. This means all good success are word made. Everyone, male or female, that will be successful will be word made. That is the Bible. Every other book is made up of letters, but the Bible is made up of wonders. Every other book is filled with letters, stories, history. But the Bible is a book of wonders. In Psalm 119 verse 18, Psalm 119 verse, the Bible says, open thou my eyes, that I might behold wondrous things out of thy laws. Psalm 119 verse 18. The Bible is a book of wonders. In the Bible is like the bank of wonders. And today, you are going to assess wonders. in your life, in your family, you assess wonders. Every other book informs, only the Bible transforms. Every other book is only for the purpose of informing you. But the Bible is for transforming you. The Word of God is the principal pillar for destiny. And good success is only achieved from the Bible. Quickly this morning, ladies and gentlemen, with the limited time I have, I'll be showing you what the Bible carries. The Bible. So, the Bible is so important. Yes. I want to reveal to you this morning by God's grace, what does the Bible carry? Number one thing that the Bible carries is power. Somebody say power. In John 6, verse 63, Bible says it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. John 6, 63, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. That is, the word of God is a word of power. In Acts chapter 10, verse 44, while Jesus was speaking, the power of God was there and he began to heal them. The word, while Peter, yes, spoke, the word of God was available. And the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. The power of God was available. Peter was speaking and the power of God was there. The word of God is powerful. Someone say powerful. In Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Romans chapter 1 verse 16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. So the word of God is the power of God. It is the power of God and salvation unto everyone that believeth, to Jews first and also to the Greek. Now listen, as mosquito carries the parasite of malaria, the word of God carries power in it. Anytime mosquito is flying in the house, especially in this rainy season, you look for something to kill it. Just like mosquito carries malaria parasite, the word of God carries this power inside of it. That's why when you read the word of God regularly, you assess power. The word of God is God in print. This is God in print. God in letters. That's what the word of God is. That's why if you really want to assess power, you must not be far away from the word. Number two, what does the word carry? The word carries divine nature. Someone say divine nature. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 explains to us, whereby we are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this might be partakers of the divine nature. So the word of God gives us access to partake in the divine nature of God. The word of God gives us the grace to partake in the divine nature of God. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 13, explains to us that this word transforms and upgrades us, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. The word of God translates us from ordinary men to extraordinary men. That's what the Bible is trying to say. When you study the word regularly, something enters you. It's like you are injected with an injection. You carry divine nature. When somebody has gone into drinking, as is intoxicated by palm wine or by beer, you will see the nature of beer in him. His leg will be scattering like this. He'll be walking as if he wants to fall down. Why? The nature of what you eat emerges in you naturally. When you eat the word of God, the nature of God just comes out of you. The nature of Christ is seen in you. And from today, everyone that will see you, we see the nature of Christ in you. I say everyone that will see you, we see the nature of Christ in you. Have you ever seen Christ carrying bottle to break bottle on anybody's head? That's not the nature of Christ. Have you ever heard that Christ or Christ likeness brings about a person's skirt being so short that the lapse is visible outside? No. I told you this story while I was in school, in the university. One day I was in my supervisor's office. There are like two, three lecturers sharing the same office. And a student came to sign course form. You know what I mean by course form now? I don't know if they are still using it now, but and most things are online now. But then we sign course form. You go from place to place. And a lady came to sign course form and bent down to sign course form. There were two guys there, two men, two male teachers, one female teacher, male lecturer. And as she was signing course form, she didn't bend so much, just small bend like this. It was like film show. All of us saw it. And the lady teacher said, you made mistake. You for just bring it out, put it inside this lecturer's mouth. No, you don't bother yourself to even just bring it out, put it inside his mouth, let him be doing something with it. The nature of Christ forbids some things. When you study the word, some things just naturally leave you. Some things just are just extinguished from you. Number three, what is in the word? The wisdom of God is in the word. The Bible is a book of wisdom. And this was what made David wiser than his teachers. Psalm 119, verse 97 to 100. Psalm 119, 97 to 100. David was, he says, how I love thy law. That's the Bible. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandment, had made me wiser than my enemies. God will make you wiser than your enemies. For they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers. That will be somebody's testimony here. Those that taught you, you will soon begin to teach them. I have more understanding than all my teachers. For thy testimonies are my meditations. I understand more than the ancient. I have understood. That is the wisdom of the word of God imparts upon you supernatural wisdom. You speak wisdom. You talk wisdom. You behave wisdom. Every of your conduct, because the word of God is a teaching instrument. Somebody say teaching instrument. It teaches you. And as from today, God will give you that grace to be able to stick to the word name of Jesus. In 2 Timothy 3 verse 15. 2 Timothy 3 verse 15. The Bible says. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 15. I think that should be. Meditate. My prayer. 2 Timothy 3 16. Let's go to 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. All scripture are given by the inspiration of God. And it is profitable for doctrine. For doctrine, for correction, for reproof, and for instruction in righteousness. So the word of God has so many in it that brings about wisdom for you. And as from today, you will not lack wisdom again. You will not lack wisdom again. Can I hear your loudest amen? Everyone that sees you will say you are a wise person. When you have wisdom, you know how to deal with your in-laws. When you have wisdom as a parent, you know that you can't just leave your child to run his life. Children are like plasticine. You mold them the way you want them to be. You mold them the way you want them to be. Arm robbers and prostitutes, some of them, not all of them, are a product of parental neglect. All these things are from wisdom. And you get it from the scripture. None here will be a child of Belial. None of our children will be a child of Belial. None will be a child of Eli. Amen. You will not be a failed father. Amen. You will not be a failed mother. Amen. Say a louder amen. Amen. Number four, what is in the word? What does the word carry? The word of God carries health and strength. In Proverbs 4, verse 20 to 22, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, said, my son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eye. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. The word of God is health to your flesh. The word of God makes you strong. The word of God carries vitamins. And that vitamins kills sickness naturally. Why? That's why when you feel sickly, get the Bible. Get messages. Once you listen to them over and over and over again, you don't need any tablet. You will just get, because sickness is a torment and the word of God is a cane. So the word of God will cane sickness out of your system. Whenever you are far from the world, you are not far from sickness. When you are far from the world, you are not far. In Psalm 107 verse 20, the Bible says, he sent his word healed them, and delivered them from all their destructions. So the word of God delivers you from destruction. And from today, the word of God will deliver you from every sickness. I speak the word to you today. Every traces of sickness dry up via this word in the name of Jesus. It dries up via this word in the name of Jesus. He sent his word, and the word healed them, and the word delivered them. You'll be delivered today from all their destructions. Cancer is a destruction. Pain is a destruction. Malaria is a destruction. Typhoid is a destruction. Eye condition is a destruction. I speak the word of God to you today. Anything that is a discomfort to you today, they are hereby arrested. Today, they are hereby arrested. Number five, what does the word of God carry? The word of God carries joy in it. Jeremiah 15 verse 16. Thy word was found, and I did eat them. Jeremiah 15, 16. Thy word were found, and I did eat them. And they were, thy word was unto me joy and rejoicing. Somebody say joy and rejoicing. Thy word became joy and rejoicing unto me. When you have the word of God in you, depression, sadness is nowhere to be found. When you see somebody always moody, when you see somebody always sad, when you see somebody always depressed, permanently in the zone of depression, the person is wordless. And when you are wordless, you are useless. The word of God makes you happy. The reason is that when you read the Bible, you connect with what God has said concerning you. When you study the Bible, you see the promises of God. And in Acts chapter 10, verse 34 to 35, Bible says, God, you know, do you know that God cannot lie? And he's not a respecter of persons. God is not a respecter of persons. If you study the word, he will bless you with joy. As from today, you will not lack joy again. You will not lack joy again. Nobody will see you depressed ever again. In any nation, anywhere you find yourself, if you study the word, you will see joy oozing out of you. You are just whistling everywhere. Shout hallelujah. You just be bubbling everywhere because the word of God intoxicates you. It's like you are on drugs. It's as if you are on drugs. Because the word of God is the wine of God. And inside the wine of God, it has intoxicating power. As from today, depression and sadness will not be seen around you again. You will never bow down your heart to depression again. You never bow down your heart to depression again. Rejoice! And again I say rejoice. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. At least keep rejoicing. Keep rejoicing. Keep rejoicing. If you will rejoice forever, come on, shout a big hallelujah. The word of God carries joy. Number 6. What does the word of God carry? I said number 1 is what? Power. God bless you. Number 2. Divine nature. Number 3, wisdom. Number 4, divine health and strength. Number 5, they are even giving us the exclusive. Joy. And number 6 is faith. Faith. It carries faith. The The word of God is the carrier of the faith of God. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. The more you listen to messages, the more you read the scriptures, Romans 10, 17, faith will be increasing. Your faith increases as your word intake increases. Your faith becomes like a giant's faith. Your faith becomes like a giant's faith. When you see somebody who is always in doubt, it's because they are far from the word. When somebody who always doubts everything is like a Thomas, doubting Thomas. So until I see Jesus and I put my hand through his hand and leg, I will never believe that he has risen again. When somebody who is always doubting God's capacity, why? Faith is lacking. And the word of God carries faith. The word of God is an embodiment of faith. The word of God is an embodiment of faith. The word of God has so much faith in it that when you take it in, you suddenly become a giant. That's why you can see a small boy accomplishing so much. You will see somebody who is very old not being able to accomplish anything. Faith is what brings the differential in life. People can go to the same school and even have the same grade. Yet, once their faith level is different, their result will be different. Once it is not faith, it is fake. That's why you must build your faith. You must invest in the word. Luckily, in our generation, you don't need to carry big Bibles that look like stabilizer before you can read Bible. In those days, Bible has to be the bigger, the better. Now we have Bible in every form. We have Bible on the phone. We have Bible on the internet. We have Bible on different kinds of medium. Big system, small system, laptop, palm top. We even have wristwatches that are like computers. Everything is so modernized. So you can, a journey without carrying the word along is a useless journey. Everywhere you go, you carry the word. And that's why you must be very careful in this generation. Not to WhatsApp your life away. You must be very careful not to waste your life. This technology are good. Very, very good. But if you don't have a control over its use, it will make you very useless. You can't even think. Everything you go and Google it, you Google search everything. The word should be this should be the thing you read most. This should be the thing you read most. Before you sit down to study at night, as a student, you first study the word. Before you go out in the morning, you first study the word. Anything you want to do in life, you want to prosper in it, you need faith. And faith is from the word. Psalms chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that standeth not in the path of the ungodly, that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, somebody say delight. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And this one does he meditate day and night. Then he will be like a tree planted by the rivers of living water. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You will prosper. Your family will prosper. Your business will prosper. Your education will prosper. Your career will prosper. But you need to soak yourself in the word. I can't imagine a Christian of 1 year, 2 years, 3 years that has not read the Bible through. I can't imagine a Christian that has not read one book of the Bible in a month, in a week. What are you doing with your time? That's why the faith level of most Christians are very low. You see our friends in the other side, you will see how they chant their book. You will see how they chant their book. They don't project it. You'll be chanting it. Be chanting it. And that's exactly why we are training these children. That's why if you as a parent, you want to stay at home and you keep your children at home, you are doing them injustice. You are doing them injustice because you don't have time to teach them what all these things they are learning. You are too busy. And of course, man must work. We understand. But to now keep them at home again, or you work to 11 inside when they have already finished. May the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. Let me tell you this, parents. The best education you can give your children is this spiritual education. I tell you sincerely. Education is very good. Secular education, university, poly, and all that, very wonderful. What is the use of being, of having gone through school and school did not go through you? What is the essence of going through life without knowing what life really means? Be wise. Be a wise parent. Be a wise parent. I can't imagine you waking up in the morning as a parent. You put on television to be watching film when your children should be taken care of. Sharp, sharp, sharp. You bring them to church. You can see some of them already playing instruments. Why? They come early in the morning. They learn. They do rehearsals. After service, while the father and the mother are doing meeting, they are doing rehearsals. They will thank you for it in the future. They will thank you for the investment in the future. But if you do otherwise, also, God will have mercy on you. Number what now? Number seven. And I think I better stop there. Under this, what the word carries. Number seven is that the word carries instructions for success. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, and for instruction in righteousness. So the word of God carries instruction. Quickly this morning, what to do to assess the best from the word? What do I do to assess the best? Number one, labor in the word. John chapter 6 verse 27. Labor not for meat that perisheth. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life. Labor in the... How many of you know that prayer and reading Bible is work? See, when you pray to a level, your lapse will know you have prayed. When you read Bible to a level, your brain self will know you have read Bible. Because as you are reading, you are taking notes. 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 Labor in the word. Don't labor on meat that perish. Labor in the word. One of my mentors said some time ago, he said, every single page in my Bible is marked through reading. I spin in my spirit. That was many years ago. He said, I have read every single page. I have found information in every page. I was brutal in my spirit. I said, this is the way I want to live my life. This is the kind of life I want to live. Life whereby the word is in me so much. Labor in the word. Number two, how, I'm talking about what to do to assess the best from the word, is study the word. 2 Timothy 2 verse 15. Study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study. Many don't study the word. And sometimes, because of the way our parents lived, most of our parents are, you know, they didn't really care about the things of God. But, you know what? He that is in Christ is a new creature. All things have passed away. And behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. So, every other thing, every bad thing has gone. You are now new. You must study. Somebody say study. Study. You sit down to study. You can't live your life the way your parents lived if you want to have an outstanding result. I took a Bible to note how my parents lived. And I said, I can't live like this. There has to be an improvement. Somebody say improvement. There has to be an improvement in my life. There must, and the gap must be very, very wide. Because I am in Christ. I can't live the way my parents live. Wake up in the morning. I'm listening to music that doesn't edify. Or be eating meat with beer. Or be visiting pepper soup joints all over the place. And they pepperize my life. You must decide that I want a change in my own life. This life is a product of personal decision. If you want outstanding results, you must pay the price of study. You settle down to study. Especially if you are still when you are single, you are married to Jesus. You live your life for God. Even before you marry, you have read the Bible cover to cover. Deliberately. Not because anybody pushed you. You want to carry something. You don't want to be an empty barrel. You study with desperation. In the morning you study. In the afternoon you study. At night season. Oh God. You study robot. I tell you now that most television stations are full of nonsense. Nonsense! Rubbish things just shown to children there. You settle down to study. And then very soon people will come and study you. I say very soon people will come and study you. Very soon people will come and study you. Very soon people will look at you and they will marvel. Very soon people will look at you and you will be a wonder to your world. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 15, the Bible says, meditate on all these things. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 15. 1 Timothy 4, sorry, I'm sorry, 4:15. Meditate on all these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. Meditate on the word. That is the next thing. Number 3, what you have to do with the word. Meditate on the word regularly. 2 Timothy 4:15. Meditate on the word. All our fathers used to meditate on the word. Look at Isaac. Genesis 24, verse 63. Genesis 24, verse 63. He was a man that went to meditate. And Isaac went to meditate. Can you see that? That is, he went to squeeze out the juice in the word. Isaac went to meditate in the field in the evening. He was left alone. Sometimes when you read something, you just sit down and you begin to meditate. Deuteronomy 28, verse 13. So I am meant to be the head and not the tail. Okay, so why am I now still on the ground? Why will I do an exam and my name is not on the 4-7? This is like an aberration. No! That's what they call meditation. You study, you squeeze out the juice in the world. So, sickness is not, I cannot die. Psalm 18 by 17. I cannot die but live to declare, I shall not die but live to declare the glory of God. So I'm not permitted to die. So as I'm traveling now, I'm returning safely. That's how to get the world. That's how to get the best from the world. You meditate on it. You sit down on it. Make sure that when you are doing that, your beep on your phone is on silent unless it should distract you. That is the time that somebody will send you a text or a WhatsApp. Or your phone will ring and say, hello, I just want to greet you. And then the thing just goes away. The thing just goes away. You know that any information from heaven you don't trap, it will fly like a bird. It will fly like... Many of you have received many ideas, but you didn't take a note. You didn't take a note. And once you don't take a note, you can't be noted. That's why you don't come to church without a note. Once you are coming to church, listen, when you are coming to church, you are coming for divine directive. You are coming to get information. You don't come to church to just hear story. It's not a place of story. This one, that one, that one, that. In my place, they call it story to choir guda. Old story, one story somewhere, somewhere. You hear things that will change you and set you driving for the week. This week, sit down on the word. Settle down on the word. Get something from the word. Get something from the word. Sit down with your word. Start from the book of from the Gospels. Digest it. Read it. Read it with passion. Go over it again. Don't rush it. Don't rush it. The Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. I said the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. And lastly, where we stop this morning. Obey the word. In Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. The Bible explains to us on the essence of obeying the word. If thou, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God, someone said the Lord thy God, he will set you on high. Listen to me, only the obedient can get the best from the word. God is not a joker. God is not a joker, he's not a playboy. If he gives you instruction from the word and you don't comply, you don't go with the goods. The price for higher heights is obedience to the word. Obedience, obedience. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust. You know what? If higher heights is your desire, obedience to the word is the requirement. Don't come to church or live life by chance. Ask yourself, what does God want me to obey? What does God want me to obey? What are the instructions of God? What are the things God wants me to do? God will reveal himself to you. God will show you what you are to do for your business to thrive, for your business to progress, for your studies to become successful, for your life to be progressive, for your destiny to become progressive, for everything you lay your hands upon to prosper, God will show you. May the grace to obey God come upon you today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.